Good morning, everyone. I'm Father Kerry Prendeville from the Diocese of Rapp City in South Dakota. I'm here to speak to you this morning about the missions in our diocese on behalf of the propagation of the faith. So I'd like to thank the Director of Propagation of Faith in Diocese of Arlington, your pastors, for their kind hospitality for me this weekend, which has been wonderful. And thank the church for arranging this type of thing where we can share the church life with people around the country. We are a mission diocese in the United States. There are probably 50 mission dioceses, designated so because of the large area or the small population or some other factor which requires them to have the assistance of others. In our diocese, we have 27,000 Catholics. We encompass all of West River, South Dakota, west of the Missouri River, and we have 5 Indian reservations. On the whole of South Dakota, there's 60% unchurched. In our diocese, which is the size of Ireland, that number is slightly larger. The Diocese of Rapp City began its religious life very early, with people like Pierre de Schmet, the Jesuit priest, who came up the Missouri River and along the river met the native people and the traders and various people who lived in the country at that time. When he spoke to the native people about Christ, they were a people who addressed God as Tunkashala. They had one God. Tunkashala, or grandfather, cared for them. And they were very pleased to learn that they could name God and know God more intimately by calling him his proper name, Jesus, the Son of God. And they received him readily because one of their core values is courage. And so when they met someone who had given his life for his people and for all the people to come, they greatly admired that and received him. Various leaders of the Lakota people, like Red Cloud or Black Elk, when they received the gospel, became lay catechists and brought the church's faith to their own people. We continue that work today, but today we have a different attitude, in a sense, towards evangelization, taking from the Bible a saying that when you come upon a new culture, take your shoes off, for the ground you stand on is holy. To that end, to really advance the work of the church on the Native American reservations, our former bishop, Bishop Charles, in 1988, started a process where he began to have a dialogue with the Native people about their own prayer customs. And in this process that he called enculturation, he looked at their ways of prayer and how these ways might intersect or enrich the Catholic experience for Catholics on the reservation, but also enrich the church by its values. One of the core values responds to the gospel today. That's a value of generosity. When I first went on the reservation in 1988, I was on the Standing Rock Reservation in the northern part of our diocese, the home of Sitting Bull. And I had done some funerals for an extended family over a period of a year. Some were very tragic, others seemed appropriate to their time. But after the third funeral, they always have a giveaway where they honor people who were close to the family or good friends. And they gave me a beautiful leather and horsehair braided bridle. And I looked at it, I received it gratefully because it was a very beautiful piece. But I said, you know, I don't have a horse. And they said, well, Father, we can't bring the horse in here. So now I had a horse. They're very, very generous people. And that, among other things, reminds us that we should not store up things for ourselves, but remember to store things up that are riches in heaven, things that matter to God. You've heard much about the new evangelization of Pope John Paul II. It's becoming a real part of our church life. We should reach out and give to others what we have first received. In the process of enculturation, what the church received from the Lakota culture are things that could be brought into the liturgy, like the smudging. With the smudging, a Lakota lay leader or a deacon takes the eagle feather and the burning sage or sweetgrass, and he anoints the people, he anoints the church or the place of worship, the place of prayer, in order to prepare our hearts for the liturgy. We do much the same thing, don't we, with our incense. They also have a prayer practice called the inipi, or more commonly called the sweat. They take superheated rocks, and they bring them into this small tent or lodge covered with canvas or a buffalo hide, and they pour the water on that, and the intense steam comes up. The prayer leader leads them in prayer that he has first of all, talked to them about and prepared them for. And as the sweat returns their impurities of mind and heart and soul to Maka'ena, to Mother Earth, they are renewed. And they might do this before going off to the military or graduating from high school or any other big event in their lives, marriage. When they do so, this practice prepares them to receive the sacraments, to receive Christ more deeply. And there are many other practices as well. Some have been rejected, but some have been accepted and encouraged so that Lakota people may be fully Catholic and fully Native. Our former Bishop Charles, now Archbishop of Philadelphia, he's done very well for himself, encouraged us to continue this practice so that the church might embrace values that make it even more Catholic, even more universal, but yet remain faithful to our essential mission and to the nature of our church. Today I'm asking you, in a special collection after communion, to assist us in what we don't have, which are resources to help the people on our reservations, especially. We have 5 reservations in our diocese, the Pine Ridge, the Rosebud, Lower Brule, the Cheyenne River, and the Standing Rock. We also have 5 of 10 of the poorest counties in the United States. So what we lack in resource, we do not lack in encouragement or in the desire to be there. Our diocese has become less of a mission diocese in this way. We used to have all religious order priests on the reservations. Now we have taken over 2 of the reservations because we have more vocations among our own people in the diocese. We actually have one of the youngest presbyterates in the United States. So there's much good news along with the difficult news. We need help with the many problems on the reservation, alcoholism, abuse, drug addiction, and various things that rob the soul. But they, like all of us, have these problems, but they haven't got the resources then to keep up their churches and so forth. So I ask you to be generous, to store up things for yourselves in heaven, and to assist us, join us in this mission by your prayers and your gift. Native American people would have me say thank you in advance, but they'd also ask me to say mitake oasin, which means we're all related. Thank you.